Who's true and who's false is a question you might ask yourself when trying to identify two wildflowers blooming right now. Both have paired leaves on an arching stem. They rise out of the soil, then bend over parallel to the ground, looking like some type of fern. However, their large straight-vein leaves attest to their membership in the lily family. Both wildflowers prefer shaded woodlands and often grow side by side, making identification confusing until the flowers appear. And it is those blossoms that set the two plants apart. One has a plume of small white flowers at the tip of the stem. This is false Solomon's seal. The true one develops tubular yellow-green flowers that hang down in pairs under the stem. These blossoms are often overlooked due to their coloration and hidden nature below the leaves. False Solomon's seal is anything but false. With their showy cluster of white flowers, they have a beauty all their own. Perhaps another name sometimes associated with this plant better describes it, Solomon's plume. As to the reference to Solomon in the names of these wildflowers, there is some controversy. The real reason is lost to time. One thought put forth by Mary Durant in her book about wildflowers indicates that the six-pointed flowers of Solomon's seal have a vague resemblance to the six-pointed Star of David, commonly called Solomon's seal. Whether or not that is true or false is just part of the confusion of these two wildflowers. This has been Nature Notes from the Montour Area Recreation Commission. We hope you will note something new and exciting on your next nature outing.